Second Date Update is brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here. All right, Kathleen, you ready to do this?
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear from Sean.
Us too, right? So how did this all go down? Fill us in.
I met Sean at the vet. My dog was feeling a little sick, so I took him in.
Okay.
And he's totally fine now, though. Thank God. But Sean was a tech there, and we had a really nice conversation while I was having my dog looked at.
Nice.
So one thing led to another, and, you know, we exchanged numbers.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like a really cool way to meet somebody. So how did the date go?
I think we really clicked, you know? Like, the conversation was super relaxed and fun, and, you know, we both love animals, so it was such a good starting point.
Awesome. So I'm assuming you guys just went out for dinner or drinks or something like that?
Yeah, we went out for drinks.
Okay. So when was the last time you heard from him?
Or have you? That's just it. I haven't.
Okay.
And it's been about 2.5 weeks already.
I mean,
it really sucks, because I was looking forward to spending more time with him, and I even called him a few times and left voicemails, but nothing. I've heard nothing.
Well, maybe he's just really busy. I mean, you said he's a vet. But, I mean, do you think he's blowing you off? Or why would you think he is blowing you off, if that's what he's doing?
You know, I thought about it, and all I can think of is that maybe there's, like, some sort of veterinarian Hippocratic oath or something. I don't know. I mean, maybe he's just not allowed to date clients, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that could definitely be a thing, but this is fairly early in the relationship. I doubt that that would cause an issue for work for him. I mean, also could be a reason why he's not calling you back, but you at least deserve a call back for sure.
Yeah, thanks. I don't know what his deal is. I mean, I guess only Sean knows why he's not calling.
Okay. Well, why don't we give him a call and find out what's going on?
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, is this Sean?
It is. Who's this?
This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. How are you?
Holy shit, no way.
It actually is, but just try to not to say any cuss words or anything, because you are actually on the radio.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What's up?
We were calling about the date that you went on with Kathleen. Do you mind talking to us about her?
Yeah. What do you want to know?
Well, she thinks that you're ghosting her.
Why does she think that?
Because you haven't called her back. It's easy as that.
She called me?
I mean, she said she did, and she said she left you voicemails, and she can't have the wrong number because we got in touch with you.
Well, I mean, there's the first problem. I don't check my voicemails, so usually the people that I date text, so it's kind of rare for someone to call me. I was actually pretty surprised when you guys called.
Is that the reason why you haven't gotten back to her? Because you haven't checked your voicemails? You just assumed that she didn't call?
Yeah, I mean, I hate listening to them. They're just super awkward. It gives me anxiety. Do you listen to your voicemails?
No. I have the voice text thing where I can just see it.
There you go.
All right, well, here's the thing. We actually have her on the phone with us. Kathleen, do you believe he didn't see your missed voicemails?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sort of on the fence about it. I have had weird things like that happen to me from time to time.
I swear I did not get any missed call.
Yeah, but you also didn't even try calling me or texting me since our date. So kind of makes me think that you're just not that interested.
I am interested. I don't know what else to say. I just don't check my voicemails, ever. I have my voicemail in like an app drawer. It's not even on the first screen.
I guess.
Well, do you want to go out with Sean again, or are you leaning the other way?
He hasn't exactly given me a good excuse. You know, I guess it's possible that this happened, but I don't know.
Oh, come on. You have to believe me. I was all excited to see you again.
Yeah, but not that excited to call or text me. I mean, were you waiting for me to make the first move?
I mean, I sort of was, but, you know, I wasn't ignoring you. I would have definitely responded if I had known.
Right. Yeah, you keep saying that, but I'm just not so sure.
I mean, what do I have to do to prove to you that I'm telling the truth? I don't know what else to do here.
I don't know if there is anything you can do. I guess I just have to take your word for it.
So does that mean that you're going to give it another try? Or are you
I guess I can try it again.
Okay, cool. I think you should. I think that you should at least just give it another try and see how it goes. And if he ghosts you again, then you got your answer.
I guess so.
All right, Sean, be sure to text her back.
You got it. Thank you.
It's 106.3.
Second Date Update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.